Okay, good morning, everybody. So we're coming to the end of Sefer Shmos. This is sort of the drama building. So the Revi of Pekudei begins with Vayaviv es HaMishkan al Moshe es HaOl ves Kol Kelav Kirasav Kirashav Berichav Amudav Adonav ves Michseh Rosa Elim HaOdamim ves Michseh Rosa Techashim ves Peruchas HaMasach. This pasuk, I have to say, really sounds like it's two different covers. First, the Michseh Rosa Elim HaOdamim and the Michseh Rosa Techashim, right? That's the Machlokas Rebbe Yehuda Rebbe Nechamya, but here it really sounds like it's two distinct ones. Would be that it's way back to the fundamental point. So Rashi quotes on this pasuk, right, that Moshe didn't have any role in the building the Mishkan. So Kadosh Baruch Hu saved over him the Hakamas HaMishkan, Vayaviwas HaMishkan al Moshe, and it was literally physically impossible thing to do. But Moshe was making as HaMishkan. He made his ishtablus really Hukama Mishkan. The Mishkan was Kam Me'elav. So that idea that Moshe was the one that literally erected the Mishkan, especially in light of Chazal's idea that he erected it all 7 days, took it down all 7 days, and Vayiba Yom HaShmini, it stayed up, is a very important idea. I want to flag that. And now I want to come to the end of the Aliyah. Kechol Asher Tzivah Adonai Es Moshe, Ken Asu B'nei Yisrael, is Kol HaAvodah. So the Jewish people did the Avodah. The Ramban admittedly sees this in very positive terms. He says, like, Ve'avatam Yis Hashem Elokeichem, they did it L'Shem Avodah, they realized the spiritual opportunity that was, inherent to their in. But it is interesting that the Torah shifts language. This observation the Ramban does not make. Vayar Moshe es kol ha-milacha. So he saw it in terms of milacha, being meleches machshaves. He saw it in a different sense. V'hinei asu osa, kasher tivad nayis Moshe ken asu. Vayivarech osa Moshe. This is the famous Yiratzon Shetishra Shechina b'maase yadechem. So I'd like to suggest, when you put the beginning of the Aliyah, especially in light of that Rashi, right, that Moshe's Avoda was the Hakamas HaMishkan, and then the shift between Avoda and Malacha, Kenasu b'nei Yisrael's kol Avoda, Vayar Moshe es kol HaMalacha, two, and three, Vayar Moshe es kol HaMalacha, that he saw everything together. There's an unmistakable pattern here in terms of carving out the role of Moshe Rabbeinu. What is the work of Moshe? Not any one specific part, but to erect the entire Mishkan, right? To literally take it from a horizontal to vertical position, to bring it to life, kaviyachol. Well, Jewish people may do the Avodah, but Moshe sees the Malacha, not just the Malacha, but Kol HaMalacha. He sees how it all fits together. It's this kind of a panoramic vision. We talked about this a little bit in Parshas Vayakel, that none of the Chachamim were ready to work in any part of the Mishkan until they were, understanding of how each part fit into the whole. So Moshe was the paradigm of that. Vayar Moshe es kol ha-milacha. He saw it all. And that's why it was so appropriate that his milacha in the Mishkan was to be making the Mishkan, really to, take it from the horizontal to vertical position, to make it activated, to be the one to bring it to life. Yinei asu osa. And then Vayivarech Osa Moshe, that would be the bracha, right? Yiratzon Shetishra Shechina B'maase Yadeichem. And Moshe understood that the way that all of the different parts cohere together is there are so many different details, Kaftor Vaferach and the Mishkan, all the different Kalim and all of the different sub-Kalim and their orientation and their placement and, the Adonim and the Asedos and the Kila'im and Vechashukehem, all of the sub components, Kirasav, Kirashav, Rechav, Amudav, Adanav, all of that, but it all coheres together in just one way. And Moshe was able to perceive that. That's the bracha that he gave them, Yiratzon Shetishra Shechina B'maase Yadechem, and Moshe had the ultimate panoramic understanding of what the Mishkan was, of course, all of the details, Vayar Moshe es kol ha-milacha, but he never lost the forest for the trees. He always perceived, the meaning, which was singular, which was directed, Vasu l'mikdash v'shachanti b'socham, it was creating a Merkava l'shechina, a place for the Shechina to reside.